Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the Garden Conversation. Today, I'm actually recording this a few days before Thursday morning when this is airing, because we couldn't do it at the time. But Tracy Wyrick Cassidy is with me today.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She is representing Talk Chinook today, and we're going to talk about this upcoming thing that's happening. It's the Local Food Challenge, and all of you in the listening audience, if you haven't seen the advertisements yet, you are going to start seeing them all over town.
Yes, I hope so.
And there is some information on Facebook. If you're a Facebook person, look there. Mm-hmm. But look for things that are posted, and yep. Just in all of the places that you try to get your information, we're going to try to put it there. But so what is this thing? What's
okay.
A food challenge?
Well, so another great way is just to listen up, because we're going to tell you all about
That's
it.
Right.
This is the Chilkat Valley Local Foods Challenge. And so this challenge is to encourage participants to try to eat more locally sourced foods. So those can be things that are wild harvested, things that come from your garden. You can purchase foods that are produced by someone else as long as they're using locally sourced ingredients.
Mm-hmm. And so you can buy from Sally or Rebecca
exactly,
or somebody else,
yes.
or a neighbor or that sort of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so so our challenge to our participants is to choose a category. So we have three different categories. We have bite size, which is just choosing to eat one local ingredient every day for
a
the
day.
Entire week.
Well, that would not be too difficult, would it?
It wouldn't be too difficult,
no.
Especially because this challenge is taking place August 5th through the 13th. So at that time of the year.
It's about 8 days. There should be blueberries.
Yeah,
there should
lots of local things to choose
yeah.
from.
And so bite size is only one thing. Not
one thing.
Not even every meal. Just
nope,
one thing
one
a day.
Thing a okay. day. Yep.
Okay. Anybody should be able to sign up for bite size.
Absolutely. Full plate is choosing to have one entirely local meal each day. So
okay.
you get to choose the meal. And yeah, just try to
and
make it
and you get to choose what you eat.
Local.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. So that can be fish, that can be vegetables, that can be berries, that can be, there really is a lot of things. And one meal a day,
mm-hmm.
just about anybody should be able to do that.
Yes,
somebody
I think
would
so.
Have to have a really good excuse to convince me that they couldn't do that.
Okay, so then our final category is the locavore. And this category is that you are eating every meal entirely local every day during the entire length of the challenge.
Okay, that's a challenge.
And that's a challenge, yes. That's definitely that's definitely a challenge. And so we haven't made any really strict guidelines
mm-hmm.
for this.
Mm-hmm.
We want each person to choose how they're going to interpret this. So we've had a few folks say, I would do locavore, but I got to have my cup of coffee
mm-hmm.
every morning. We still encourage you to sign up for locavore. You can have your cup of
mm-hmm.
coffee. You know, you're still challenging yourself to eat as much local food as possible. So it's up to each person to interpret how that works for them.
So if there's one ingredient or something like that that is keeping you from doing it, we're giving enough leeway to
mm-hmm.
to let you kind of make it a challenge. It's
exactly.
still going to be a challenge for you. So, for example, I just figured out today that it was going to be a lot easier for me. I'm going to do the locavore. I'm announcing it on the radio, so it's
okay,
going to happen.
Okay, holding you to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. But my big thing is not coffee, but it's grains. I eat a lot of starches and grains, and that's very
one.
Difficult to grow here.
Right.
We can. I've grown quinoa, and I think I have a little bit left. But today, I figured out that I have bought barley bulk from a farmer up in the Yukon.
Yeah.
And by my standards, that's local. If
absolutely.
I bought it directly from the farmer and not even packaged.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody needs to, I mentioned that just because everybody needs to figure out what they're comfortable with calling local.
Yes. Yeah, and so that's why we haven't put really strict definitions to any of these categories. This is to just make it more inclusive. We want as many people as possible to sign up for this challenge. So, you know, don't be intimidated. Choose one category. Even if you're just choosing bite size this year, that's great.
And because what we're really trying to do is bring attention to this, to make us aware that bite size is going to bring it to your attention that, oh, I haven't eaten anything local today, or, oh, I've eaten 20 local things. I should have signed up for the full plate instead. It's going to bring it into our awareness, which is what kind of one of our main goals of doing this food challenge, in my opinion, is.
So, yes.
Yeah. So then what happens at the end if you are successful or if you mess up and don't do it one day? You're not going to get punished.
Well, so during the challenge, when you sign up, so we'll talk about that in just a moment here. When you sign up, you'll get a email that comes with a log that you keep track of how you're doing each day. So you record each day if you met your goal. So
just on a piece of paper, or do you do that online, or do you just you print out a piece of paper and keep it for yourself? Or
how you will get this log in your email. If you're unable to print it, there will be copies at Tokshinuk Watershed Council office and at the Haines Library. So you can pick up your hard copy there. If it's not on the actual log, that's okay.
Right.
Keep track of how well you're doing. At the end, we are going to have a community local foods celebration potluck. That will be on August 13th, Sunday, August 13th, at the Southeast State Fair at the Park Stage from 5:30 to 7:30. You will bring that log with you, and on the bottom, there's a section that says, did you meet your goal? So you'll write your name, you'll tear off that bottom slip. There will be three bowls, one for bite size, one for full plate, and one for locavore. You'll put your slip into the category that you did.
Okay.
Then we will draw a name from each of those categories, and Robert and Tawny from Beach Rose are making some amazing prizes for
us. Really nice gift baskets.
Very nice gift baskets made full of all sorts of local ingredients, local foods. And so they're each different sizes. So there's one very cute little cup for the bite size, a little basket for the full plate, and this platter for the locavore. So, you know, that's some good incentive
to
you know, really challenge yourself because there are good prizes. And I, just to let you all know at this point, well, Mardell is now our second locavore.
Well, there's only two
of us?
Oh, so come on, Haines. There's other people that have big gardens. And
so we got to get some more locavores.
Yeah, and fish is in. It's really not that challenging. It's only for a week.
Yeah. So let's talk about how you sign up for this challenge.
Please do.
So, couple options. You can go to www.tinyurl.com/chillcatfood. You can email me, tracy@tokshinuk.org. Or if you see a flyer around town, there's QR codes that you can scan with your phone.
Okay, and that'll take you directly to it.
It takes you, all these take you right to the Google form that is really easy to fill out. You put in your email, you choose your category, you submit.
Okay.
Then I will get those, and I'm able to then send you this the log information and a list of events.
Right, which we haven't even talked about the events.
Yes.
The challenge is only a part of this, and we're over halfway through our time. So
let's
talk about the events because there's a whole bunch of stuff going on this week.
So during that week, August 5th through the 13th, the Local Foods Challenge Week, we also have free workshops and events. So these are open to our participants, but they're also open to the entire community.
So you don't have to say that you're a locavore to come.
Absolutely not. Yep. Anybody can come. And if you're signed up, you don't have to go.
Right.
These are just open and free to everyone. Okay. So the free workshops and events that we're offering as part of the challenge are what to do with extra garden produce. So this is a cooking class with with you, Mardell.
Yeah. And so that's the first one. And on Saturday, the 5th, is that the day? Do
yep,
I have the right
that's
day?
That's correct.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
11 to 12:30, and that will be at Farmer's Market.
Right. So if you come to the Farmer's Market, you can come in and I'm going to be talking about what to do with some of the things that you end up with too much of. Zucchini, kale, rhubarb, some of those
great.
Sort of things that
yes.
you have
I need some
so
creative
much.
Recipes for those.
And I so it'll be giving ideas. It's going to be a little bit of demonstration and samples.
Oh,
so,
fun.
Yeah.
All right, next is Yoga and Salad in the Garden with Mandy Ramsey. That's on Monday, August 7th. That will be at the Marvin Garden. That's from 4:30 to 7.
Fun. So it's going to be outside yoga.
Outside yoga, followed by a little salad bar from the Marvin Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And so folks can come stretch, then come make a little salad, and we can enjoy that in the garden. We are asking for a suggested donation of $20 that will go back to the Marvin Garden.
Okay.
Next up is Making Crab Cakes from Scratch with Travis Kukul. And that's on Wednesday, August 9th at the Senior Center from 5 to 7.
Making...
Ooh, it might be from 5 to 6, actually.
Okay. Okay. But that's at the Senior Center on what day?
Senior Center. So that's on August 9th, Wednesday, August 9th.
Wednesday, August 9th. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Making Crab Cakes
yes.
with Travis. Oh,
and
that'll
then he'll
be interesting.
Touch a little bit also on how you can use your leftovers to make breakfast, to make lunch the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that should be a very fun class.
Okay.
Next is the Salmon Subsistence Workshop with Lonnie Hotch, and that's on Thursday, August 10th at the Gilcat Kwan Heritage Center. That's from 11 to 12, so that's up in Klukwan.
Okay.
If you need a ride, you live in Haines and you want to go to it, rides are available. We'll meet at the Marvin Garden at 10:30. And so we'll be back to town around 12:31.
Okay. And so what day is that? That's on Friday?
Nope, that one's on Thursday.
Thursday.
August 10th.
Thursday, August 10th
11
at
to 12.
11 to 12, so leaving town at about 10:30.
Exactly.
Okay.
The Upper Valley Art Exhibition and Local Food Appetizers. So we are kind of adding on to this one. It was an event that was already happening, but now they're including some local food appetizers.
Yeah, it's a cool thing that it's going to be an event and it's going to be done with only local foods, which I think is
very
great.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So that's on Saturday, August 12th at the Mosquito Lake School. That's from 4 to 8 o'clock. Again, if you are in Haines and you're looking for a ride, rides will be available. We'll meet at the Marvin Garden at 3:30.
And this is an artist. There's going to be a bunch of different artists showing things, and it's going to be a fun event.
Yeah, it sounds really fun. With good food.
With some good food. That's right. Yep. Okay.
And
there's more?
There's more.
Oh, geez.
I know. There's so much. Okay. So then we are on to Sunday, August 13th. We have two events this day. Using Wild Harvested Foods with Robert and Tawny from Beach Rose. That will be Sunday, August 13th from 4 to 5, and that will be in the Old Ravens Cafe.
Okay. Over in Dalton City.
Over in Dalton City. And then stick around because at 5:30 is our Community Local Food Celebration Potluck, and that will be at the Park Stage next to the Community Garden at the Fairgrounds. We're encouraging folks to bring a local dish to share, and then if you can bring your own plates and utensils, that always helps with reducing the amount of waste.
Yeah. So what you can do is go to that last workshop and then stay around and then just go over to the potluck because it's right after basically.
Yes. Yep.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm. And so then at that last event is when we will, celebrate that, how people did, and we'll draw names for prizes and good time to share recipes and, just talk about how the week went.
And talk about how it went.
Yeah.
I think it's important to acknowledge that, one, this is not just Talk Chinook and our idea. We actually have a bunch of different organizations. The Victory Garden is a supporter. The Southeast Sustainable
Partnership.
Partnership is another one. USDA is actually providing some of the grant money for to help with some of the workshops. And is there one other one?
Those are the ones besides.
And so our idea is that we are going to be able to do this in future years.
Yeah.
And so this
first
year,
annual.
We want to learn how it works and how to make it better and and what the challenges are and all of that. So, so believe it or not, we have talked ourselves out of time as usual. And so, but there's a lot of information that we covered. So keep their eyes open. Now you know what's happening, and look for the information and pick and choose which of those workshops you want to go to and pick out which challenge you want to do and sign up. Okay. So I haven't asked you what's your challenge?
I'm going for full plate.
Okay. You're going to do the full plate. Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Yes.
It's a really exciting week.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.